12 of an hour from the bottom. Quotes of Bryce, Shevi Mitzvah Noah. So the first one mentioned is Dinim, which is the only essay. The last six are Lavin. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, in Pirek Tes, he points out that Shem was killed by Shimon and Levi because the city did not judge their prince Shem for the very he did. And Dinim means is that you should create a developed a court system to make sure that they abide by the other six. And they didn't do that. And they were all culpable for death. And that's why Shimon and Levi destroyed the whole town. So the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, in Perek, the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Dalet Pasuk Yud Gimel, asks Akasha on the Rambam, if the Rambam's right, why did Yaakov Avinu give them Musra? So because of that kasha, the Ramban argues on the Rambam, and he claims that Shechem was, the whole city of Shechem was destroyed by Shimon and Levi because they were terrible people, and every citizen in Shechem was involved in the being over the Shevi Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and therefore the Rechayiv Misa. So the Ramban asks on himself, if that's the case, so why did Yaakov Avinu give them Musar? So he basically says, one of two terutz. And the first terutz he basically says is that he didn't think that the way they did it was right. They weren't sincere, and because they weren't the dayanim of that region, they endangered all of Klal Yisrael, and they were going to be ambushed, and their numbers were small. That's the pashup shot in the psukim. And then the Ramban writes a second terutz, which our Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal discussed very beautifully, and he said that he was upset at Shimon Levi because they didn't give the city of Shechem the opportunity to do tshuva. So Rav Aaron Zatzal said to us, do tshuva. Doing tshuva would get them off a chayiv misa. If a yid is chayiv misa for an aveir, a misa's based, then fakir, we learned already that you do vidui before the misa's based, to make sure that the misa's based is a kapara. Mechetes, if a ben noach's chayiv misa, you do tshuva, you walk. So Rabban said, yes, the Rabban says you walk. Because the threat of the Shevi Mitzvah Noach is that society should run properly. And if you have a mass murderer that has rehabilitated himself and has come back and can contribute to society, by you killing him, you're chayiv misa. That's why he said this, the death penalty in certain states in America is a double-edged sword. If you have a mass murderer and he's a complete Russia and you kill him, they're fulfilling a mitzvah of dinim. On the other hand, if the guy's rehabilitated himself and he's repented and he can contribute to society, and you kill him, maybe you're a murderer. So that's what he pointed out to us, and that's what he wanted to say. According to the Ramban, you see clearly, Bisman has said the death penalty could be fulfilled, but as I said, it's a double-edged sword. How do you frame for the Rambam? So the way you frame for the Rambam, the Chassam Sofer writes, is that we said that dinim is a mitzvah sesei, it's no chiyuv misas beis din, misin shamayim. So the reason why Yaakov Avinu gave them Musar is because why did you give them Misa? You endangered Klal Yisrael. The Misa is supposed to be in Shamayim. Why did you have to do it? So I think you could just add on a little bit. The end of the parak, the Pasuk says, they say to their Abba, they say, what are we supposed to do? Let our sister become a Zona? And there's silence. So if you plug that in, maybe Lefi, the Ramban, maybe they could say the following. They were saying to their Abba, come on, Abba, these guys aren't going to do tshuva. They never were going to do tshuva. Of course we were right in what we did. And according to the Rambam, you know, perhaps they felt that they these fellows needed to, you know, we can't be let our sister be treated like that. And they are Chayiv Misa Shamayim, but we took care of it. We took the Chayiv Misa to be Shamayim. Somehow you have to plug in, you know, they had the last word. There was no response to Yaakov Avinu. We mentioned in the last Chabura of the Chidush HaRim Pshat, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that they felt they were Rodfim. So Yaakov Avinu said, you guys were paranoid, and they respond back, no, we weren't paranoid. We could read the psukim. And the Meshech Chochma says that they weren't legitimate in their mila, so it was Mali Katala, Palga Mali Katala Kuh, it was a Chabalah. Chabalah is an Abizrayah to Ritzicha. So Yaakov Avinu said, that's a Chiddush Nifla. So they said back, no, it's not a Chiddush Nifla. So they have to plug in how that would be. But what emerges is that Rav Aaron Zatzal said to us, you could have the death penalty al Pidin with the Noachite code. I just want to point out that we learned that Dinei Nefashos for Klal Yisrael and Taryag Mitzvahs is not Shaykh Mitzmanase. Why not? So we already learned that. The Gemara has a Nun Beis and a Beis. The Gemara quotes the Brisa. It says, Beferish. It says in the Brisa, Bidasanya, Nun Beis and a Beis, Bata, El Akonim, El Avim, El Ashov, Rashiyah, B'yamim, Mehaim, Bizman Sheish Koin, Yish Mishpat, Bizman Sheish Koin, Yish Mishpat. You need Koanim to be doing the Avod in the Bissam Mikdash. You don't have Koanim doing the Avod in the Bissam Mikdash, you cannot have Dinei Nefashos. And Tosis points out in the second Tosis there in Nun Beis and a Beis, Ban Sheish Koin, Yish Shofei, We had that on Daf Yudala too. You need the Sanhedrin Agadol to be in the Lishkas HaGaz. It's another prerequisite. And then there's a third prerequisite. You need to have Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So you need all those three prerequisites to have Dini Nefashos and Taryag Mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael. We don't have any of the three, so we don't have Bizman Hazeh. But as I said, Rabbaron Zatzal wanted to say the Fidur Ramban al Torah, you could have that Halacha L'maisa. And you could have it in certain states, they do have it. So it worked both ways. Does it? Would it have to be Saif, perhaps? The Nisa would be. Ideally, it would be Saif. But if you executed him, they wouldn't be fulfilling the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa. But it's a good horror. But it would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah if you had someone who's a mass murderer like that. Okay. Now the Gemara says, later on. Now it says in the top of Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says, quotes the Brisa. It says, "B'sefer Agadat the Beirav." In the second line from the top, the Ben Noach Nereg B'dayin Echad Beid Echad Shelo Basra. So there is a halach of a court system, like we said, dinim, and it says Dayin Echad Beid Echad Shelo Basra. So, what does it mean, Dayan Echad? We know you need 23 in the Taryag Mitzvahs. Dayan Echad. So, do you need a Dayan Echad to make a psak? So, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvahs Toftes says, Eid Nasa Dayan. You could kill him on the spot. There's no requirement to have Oshavas Beis Din. That's what the Minchas Chinuch has, a tremendous Chiddush. And this is smack against Tosis and Avodah Zarah. Tosis and Avodah Zarah, Samach Dalmei, says you need a Gemar Din from a psak of a Beis Din. Could be a Dayan Echad, but just to kill him like that, we don't say Nasa Dayan. We don't say Lo Teishmi Gedol Riya. In the Chazon Ish, and Ibn Ezra Sof Simon Kuf Aleph writes, we don't say Eid Nasa Dayan. It'd be very dangerous. You have guys walking around, oh, this guy was over Shem Mitzvah, I'm going to kill him. Perhaps maybe he wasn't Chayiv. This is very dangerous. But the Minchas Chinuch has to that agree, when we say Dayan Echad, you could learn it in one of two ways. Is it literally Dayan Echad? You need a psak, like Tyson of Avodah Zarah? Or the Minchas Chinuch is just saying Dayan Echad is really Lav Dafka. You can have a guy paskin without having Oshavas Din, Halacha L'maisa. What does the statement mean, though, Shelo Basra? What does Shelo Basra mean? So, this is a very important machlekes in the Rishonim. Rashi, in Makis, on Daf Tesemet Aleph, Dibra Maskil Ha, and the Dibra Maskil, Lefikach, and the Ramban and Makis Daf Tesemet Maskil Ha, Rashi and Makis Tesemet Maskil Lefikach, and the Sefer Achinuch, and Mitzvah Chav Vav, they both paskin Ledina, that if a Rotzeach kills someone, a Ben Noach kills someone, without Asra, meaning he was B'shoigeg, he is Chayiv Misa. Both Rashi and the Chinuch write that Beferish. So when they take the phrase Shelo Basra means, because we know from Daf Chesem and Aleph, Asra Shel Kedei Shelo Hafkim In Shogeg, Kedei Lahafkim In Shogeg L'mezin. So if you don't have Asra, there's always a possibility the guy is B'shoigeg. So what? Shelo Basra, according to Rashi and the Chinuch, translates to Shogeg. If you kill a guy B'shogeg of Benoch, he is Chayiv Misa's Beis. And the Rambam and the Ramban say Beferish not that way. The Ramban in Makis Ner and Daf Tesemanov asks on Rashi and Yischoilik and Dir Maskel Ha. And the Rambam in Pirik Yud Aluch Aleph says that when it comes to Shogeg, a Ben Noach has no tour of Shogeg except by the Aver of murder. By the Aver of murder, you can't kill him. Now, if he says Omer Mutter, the Rambam says, I thought it was Mutter, then we kill him because Shaya Lolumo, he should have learned. But if he was B'shogeg, I mean, when he did the mice, he was B'shogeg, Rambam says he's not Chayiv Misa. That's the one exception. Every other one of the six, other one of the seven mitzvahs is B'shogeg, you're Chayiv Misa. So it's a fundamental machloik. It's just how to teach Shelo Basra. Does Shelo Basra mean you make the leap like Rashi Nechinuch Tameim, that B'shoyge Yechayim Misa? Or do you learn like the Rambam and the Ramban, that Shalom Ba'asra means there's no Asra, but it doesn't mean Shoyge is in fact Chayiv Misa. They hold he's not Chayiv Misa based on. So it could be, and this is the Sefer Birka Shai, a beautiful har, I thought. If you look in the Drusha, the Gemara, a few lines later, the Drusha came from the Pasuk in Noach, Miyad Ko Chayiv, Afilu Shalom Ba'asra. The Gemara is being Medama Adam the Chayiv in that Pasuk. A Chayiv, there's no difference between Shoyge and Mesa. If you look in the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah makes this deal. So he said it's very good according to Rashi and the Chinuch. There's no difference, Lamaisa, for a Chayiv between Shoyge Mesa. There's no difference by an Adam Shoyge Mesa. So a guy who kills B'Shoyge should be Chayiv Mesa based on. So according to where the Yad Ramah learns up Shad, the Gemara is very Meduyuk like Rashi and the Chinuch against the Ram and the Ramban perhaps. Okay, they'll learn the Drasha has to be so literal, the Ram and the Ramban. But Pashup Shad in the Gemara is very Meduyuk. The Birkashai begs a beautiful hara according to the Yad Ramah, fits very well according to Rashi and the Sefer Achinuch that they would be what? That they would be Chayiv Misa even if you did it B'Shoyge. Now, what does this mean to say when we say Dain Echad of Eid Echad? Is Eid Echad serious as well? Is that Dafka? What does that mean? Meaning to say that if a guy comes in and admits that he's a murderer, a Ben Noach, what's the din? So we know in Taryag Mitzvahs, in the Jewish, in Yadus, ain't out of Mesim Atzim Rosh. It's not acceptable. But what about for a Ben Noach? So, it's very interesting that the Chinuch is Mechadish in Mitzvahs Chof Vav, that a Ben Noach that's motive is a murderer, we kill him. His motive is in Avodah Zarnik, or he was Mizana with the Neshes Ish, we kill him. So the Minchas Chinuch says this is not anywhere in Shas, there's no Rambam. But the Minchas Chinuch says the Chinuch's right. Why? Because he says, the Gemara says, Ein Adam Eitzel Matzmo Rasha, because Adam is Karov Eitzel Atzmo. But the Gemara just said, by Karov is good by Ben Noach. Bafilu Karov. Memela Zokter, Odo would be good. It's acceptable. So continues the Minchas Chinuch, but if you hold like the Ravid, right? The Ravid, the Rush quotes their famous Ravid in Makas on Vavam and Av, that a Baal Dover is not a shame aid, doesn't register as Aedis. So if you're a Baal Dover, maybe it's not acceptable at all. So it could be, says the Midrash, if you hold like that Ravid, one could be Machalik and say, Halacha L'maisa, that no, a Ben Noach would not be acceptable, Alpi Din. And therefore his Hoda L'maisa we would not accept. And therefore we would not kill him based on his what? Based on his incriminating himself, according to the Ravid. And the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, in the last halacha, I think it's Pirik Yud Ches Halacha Vav and Uchel Sanhedrin, where he talks about, you know, Achan, and he talks about the Ger Amaleki. So he says, we killed them based on their Hodah. So the Rambam says that was a Rasha, or it was a Melech, Din Melech. The Rambam begins by saying that halacha. So there's a Kosev, by Hodah we don't kill. Ein Adam Eitzel Matzmo Rasha. He ends by saying, there's a Kosev. And then in the middle, he says a Svara. He says, you know why we don't accept a guy? If he incriminates himself, maybe he's mentally ill. Maybe he wants to die. So if you say that Svara, maybe there's what to say that you could say that even by a goy, that a Ben Noach, we wouldn't accept his Odah because maybe he's mentally ill. Maybe he wants to die. So I'm saying the Rambam says there's a Kosev, ain't on the Mesim Rasha, but he throws in a Svara there. I'm saying once you throw in a Svara, maybe you can zug that Svara even for Ben Noach as well. And you would come out to say that we would be Choylek on the Chinuch. Chinuch said, based on Odah, Ben Noach, we kill him. So maybe Lamaisa, one would say, according to the Rambam, that Svara we would not. Minchas Chinuch saying, according to the Ravid, we would not. Only if we say Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, it's a Psul Kurvis, there's no Psul Kurvis by Goyim. So Memele would be acceptable. It's interesting, the Minchas Chinuch has a line where he says that the following. He says, by a woman though, by an Isha, the Gemara says right here, a woman, the way Rashi learns up, you pointed out, Rashi learns up, Pashat in the Gemara, it's not just Rashi, that a woman is Pasul for Adis and for Dayanis for Bnei Noach. So a woman is off the map completely. So the Minchas Chinuch has a line where he says, if a woman would come in and incriminate herself, a Ben Noach who's a woman, maybe what, it wouldn't register at all. Whereas by a man, if you say the psul is kurvis, kurvis is okay. But the Chinuch never is machalik. The Chinuch says based on incriminate, if someone self-incriminates themselves, He's not mechalakin a man and a woman. We would kill them both. But I'm saying, because he has a line like that. It's interesting. He has a line like, maybe you could clear, you could mechalakin a man and a woman. A man we would accept. A man's a crimination of Ben Noach, but a woman's not, because she's off the mat. Doesn't even register at all. Because Gemara says she's totally puzzled. She's totally puzzled for everything. It's interesting because the Mechasina says if you work with that svar of kar of skarv of krovim, that's how he says Sarfati Shlita mentioned Gemara Pesachim and Gimel and Beis. That's how they killed him because you know the trick he was moda that he ate the stuff, so they killed him. Chinuch fits in very well. They killed him based on his incrimination, and also if you hold that Gira Maleki was not a gir, that's why they killed him based on a hodah. So you don't have to say like the Ram that it was a din melech or it was a din horasha. So it comes out a very interesting mahalach here Lamaisa regarding what. Regarding this din of what it means, eid echad. What does eid echad mean? Dafke eid echad, or would a hodah be acceptable as well? So I wanted to now continue on to this notion of what we had mentioned by a woman. We know that in halacha, for tarryag mitzvahs, a woman is a pasul eidus, a pasul in chumash, and she's, what about for dayanus? A woman cannot have smicha. Let's get that clear 100%. That's clear, okay? No doubt. And not only that, we paskin that a woman is pasul a dayanus. We paskin Simon Zion Siv Dalit in Choshen Mishpat. Rov Rishonim say a woman's pasul a dayanus. There is a Taisvis in Baba Kama and Ted Vavim and Alf that writes a woman is kosher to be a dayan. And that's a tremendous chiddush, that Taisvis. Tremendous chiddush. So Rav Ganach Shlita pointed out to us, he said, how could there be a day in Rishonim that says a woman's kosher l'dayanus? Again, we don't paskin like that. Let me get that clear 100%. A woman can't have smicha, and a woman can't be a dayan, okay? But according to one day in Rishonim, she's kosher. If she's kosher, how can a woman be kosher for dayanus in Taryag Mitzvahs when the Gemara says with favor she's possible for Ben Noach? It's bizarre. Very bizarre. It's kind of like a little bit of an alkaf lake and meaty. I'm just using that as a. I'm not using it, you know. But it's interesting. How are you going to say it's beferish in the Gemara? Afenor and Argamar. She's puzzled dayanus for Ben Noach, and you have a day in Rishonim. She's good. It's a pella. So Rav Ganach Shlita wanted to say like this: that Taisvus in Baba Kama only held that a woman's kosher ladayanus for dini mominus, but for dini nefashas, forget about it. She's definitely possible. Because Tyson Nida, all the other Tyson Shas arguing that Tyson Babakam. Tyson Nida asks on him from Yushami, a woman's possible to Dayanus. That Yushami is talking about what? Dine what? Dine Nefashos. But the one day in Tyson, a woman's kosher is only for Dine Mamanus. Why is she possible for Nefashos? Because Nefashos, you kill people. Emechasrara Gedolamizu. You vote on people's lives. That's Mamash Srara. There's no greater srara than that, deciding someone's life. And we know the Rambam writes in Pirak Aleph Lachadalchus Malachim Melech V'lo Malka V'chein L'chol Shar Masimis. Any appointment of authority, a man can only be appointed, not a woman. The Feirush Rambam, the Ramosha writes, we passing like that Rambam in the Chuvas. That's why a woman cannot, you know, sign a heksher. He has in the Chuvas for a heksher. You know, he has a tshuva where a rav passed away and his wife needed the money for a heksher. So he said, the wife can get the money, but she can't sign it. She can't sign the heksher. That's srara. He says a woman should be a president of a shul based on that, Ramosha says, based on that Rambam. Any inyan of srara. Din nefashos is srara. That's why the Gemara says, often or by us, a woman's pasul adayanus. Every shaila by din nefashos, by Ben Noach, is din nefashos. It's chayiv nisa. So that's why beferish she's pasul. But for Dini Mamanus, that one day in Rishonim said Beferish that it's going to be what? That would be okay. We don't accept that day in Rishonim. We don't accept that day in Rishonim Bichlal. But that's all that day meant. Now the Gemara in Gittin on Hamid Beis says Beferish for purposes of Bafanenechtem, you need a Beisdin. And the Gemara says a woman is Pasul on Hamid Beis. So how could there be a day in Rishonim that says she's Kasher L'Dayanus? It's against the Gemara. Against the Gemara. So the riff in the Tosfos Rid have a girsa in that Gemara and getting Hamid Beis, that it wasn't that she was serving as a dayan, she was bringing the get for herself. She's possible as a baldover. The Gemara never said she was possible as a dayan. Okay, that's a different girsa. But if you don't hold like the girsa, Rav Ganach Shlita wanted to say like this. We mentioned this before, according to the Rav Zatzal. The Rav always said there's two tracks of Beis, and sometimes they paskin Hora, And sometimes they're just needed for their own presence, which is called the Maisa Bezdin. Like for Geirus, like for Chalitza. So B'fani Nech, B'fani Nech, they're not paskening. So when you talk about Hasra, there's no, also Hasra is amplified much greater when there are what their presence alone is needed. Okay, if they know how to paskin, okay, they're talented, they know how to paskin. But if they're just needed for their own presence, that's srara. That's like srara squared or cubed. So Rav Ganach says, that's why a woman is puzzle. Tysus will say, for dini moments to paskin up for hora, that one day in Tysus, a woman's kashal to Dionysus. Don't ask me a kashram getting by funny nectar. That's a mice of business. That's srara. Women's off the map for srara. For hora, lamaisa, that one day in Tysus accepts it. We don't accept that day, as I said. This is probably the fourth time I've said that, right? Okay? When I'm Avin Yavin, right? So that's the touch that he wanted to say the pshat. That's the chiddush that he wanted to say the pshat was. That we wanted to suggest that it's a maisa beizdin, and therefore you make the split and say that, you know, a maisa beizdin, that's srara. A woman's not acceptable for that. That's that one day in Tisus. Yeah, go ahead.
Why would the Isser Sura prevent her from having an actual status of being a dying? Granted, she's performing an Isser by being a dying, but should that prevent her from actually acting as dying? Meaning that
you can't serve as a dying because that's an appointment of Sarara. You
but
can't sit there.
She did it.
It's not chal. It's not chal. Wouldn't be chal.
Why isn't Dina Mamun of Sarara?
No, it's not. It's Vahora. Gir Danis Chavera B'dinim Mamonis. No, Gir Danis Chavera B'dinim Mamonis. So raw. So therefore, he can down her, but he can't Danis Chavera by Dinim Fashas. So that's Sarara. That's considered to be Sarara. So that's the Chiluk that we want to suggest, Lamaisa, regarding. That's why Rabbi Ganach has in the Sefer, Taisa has a Xeris Akasav that Kiblai by a Gir is possible by Chalitza. Why need a possible? Because Gir is no problem the Hora. The problem is Sarara. So I would think of Lamaisa that in a case of Kiblai would be good. That's why I need a pasuk to say it's a problem. So that's the chiddush that I wanted to bring out here. You can't ask that kasha when you talk about what we talk about a woman. Clearly for Ben Noach, all those dinim are shilas of dinim nefashos, which is a serious shila of nefashos, and it's a problem. Now based on this, I wanted to add on that a little bit later in the Gemara, in the middle of the Yomit, on Nun Zayin and the Beis, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, it said, "Ishin lo mifkud of aksiv ki yadati l'man ashi yitzav of the Goymer, hu mosul lo mefark la bun of l'din basil itztaka." See that Gemara? What does basil itztaka mean? So Rashi earlier on Nun Vavim Beis Dirmask Dine Knossos says it means pshara. Rashi says it means pshara, and the Meiri says it means pshara. That means the following: Lefi Rashi and the Meiri, we said a woman is pasul for Dini ben Noach. But for Pshara, according to Rashi and Meiri, she would be good. It's a strange din that comes out. Whereas according to the Yad Ramah and the Ran, they learned that what does it mean? It means staka, mamish. And that Ben Noach are mitzuvin staka, which is a very interesting shayla. Because the Rambam says they're not mitzuvin staka. And Ilchus Malachim, he says, if they want to do it, gezunter, hey, it's beautiful, we'll be makabel their money, but they're not mitzuvin at all. Halacha l'maisa. But it comes out, how do you touch the word staka? The Ran l'maisa, the Adam Ma says it means staka mamish. So Ben Noach mitzuvin staka. Rashi Nemiri says it means pshara. So I just want to point out, it's an interesting din, that they're possible for dinim to be a dying a woman, but for pshara she's good. What's the vort? The vort is like this, is because pshara is a different track completely. We learned Tyson Davavim and Aleph, they need a unanimous decision. You know, when it comes to pshara, it's quoted Shulchan Aruch Simin Yud Beis Sif Yud Ches. That Tais is quoted in Choshen Mishpat. Simin Yud Beis, you need unanimous because pshara usually is the baladinim are coming. It's like kibbulai. If it's like kibbulai, then that's fine. It's like kibbulai. It's a different world pshara. It's in a different world. That's very much like what do you do with all the rishonim the way we paska the women are apostle to the honest. What do you do with dvora? So what are the three teirutz in the Rishonim? So either was Ora Shah by the Eibishter, either was she said Shiurim, she didn't paskin, and what's the third pshat? Kiblulai, you can be machsher. So in the same vein, according to Rashi in the Meiri, what comes out, we said? That a woman is kosher lepshara for B'nai Noach, because that's a different track. It comes from Kiblulai anyway. If it's Kiblulai, it's fine. That's fine. But it's interesting to me, it could be that according to what? According to the Yad Ramah and the Ran, maybe even for Pshara, that they wouldn't allow a woman to do it for B'nai Noach. Maybe because of a little plug, I don't know. But they learned Stuckem and Stuckem Mamish. They're not allowing the woman to be what? To be kosher for Pshar. It's interesting, I was thinking, one sec, like I was thinking that according to the Aruch HaShulchan has on that Simon, Simon Yud Beis Yif Yuches, you need unanimous by Pshara. He says if you deal with a Pshar where the Dayanim are being Kofa, sometimes there's a Pshara came din, that the Dayanim are Kofa on the Bali din, in that scenario, then you fall back to regular Dini Torah, where it would be what? Where a Rov would be enough. So I was thinking, a kapa nafkemina, Rashi in the Meiri would say, in that case, no way can a woman serve. Because that's closer to Din Torah. So it's closer to Din Torah, then they would say a woman wouldn't be good. I was thinking like that would be a kapa nafkemina, perhaps. Yeah, go ahead, Ali. Yeah, but I think when he touches it, I think so. I think that's what he means. I hear what you're saying. I think that's what Rashi means. I believe so. I think that's what he means. I think he's saying like that. You look in the Meiri too as well. The Meiri says it befeirish. So I think the Rashi's saying like the Meiri. I think so. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Fine. Let's continue now. Let's go to the bottom of the Yom Adar now. Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The second wide line the Gemara has that for marriage for Jew for Goyim, there's only Bulas Baal Yesh Lehen. Nichlus L'chupa Lo Nivla Ein Lehen. There's no concept of Eris and Kedusha. The notion of marriage for Ben Noach is they live together as man and wife. There's no concept of a get. They just part. They stop living together. This notion of Erisin, which we have Nichlus L'chupa and Chupa and Yichud, that does not exist by the B'nai Noach. Okay. However, I saw in the Birkas Shai upon a beautiful Ha'ara, which I want to add on to. If you look in the Magid Mishnah, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, he has a line that there is Yichud by Goyim. He has a line like that. Very bizarre. So the top Taisus points out this Gemara in Baba Basra, that Esav HaRasha did many Averas in one day. One of them is his Bol and Ara Murasa. Now that was Kodah Matan Torah. So it could be, maybe there is no concept of Erisin for Goyim Legabi Gili Arayas. But it is something that would shaft, there would be a Mechuvar Adover, as Taisa says. It's an ugly thing. It's a disgusting thing. And where would a Chapa Nafka mean it? So I want to tell you over the following mahalach. The Sefer Gvurus Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Tzeratz, is a great guy in Rish Yeshiva in Lakewood. He has a Sefer on Chumash, where he discusses Eliezer, how could Eliezer be a kosher shliach for the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka? And have a kani come from a certain Rishonim as possible to Kedusha, possible to shlichus rather. So he wants to say, why is a shliach and every kind of apostle not the Torah's getting the Kedusha? But this is Ishus to B'nai Noach. It's called a Matan Torah. And the Rabban and Yevamos and Daf Sadi Chesam and Av says the Ishus to Ben Noach is different than Ishus to Yisrael. Any Ishus of Kurva through a marriage, Ishus Av, two sisters, doesn't apply to a Ben Noach. So it could be that was Ishus to Ben Noach, so a shliach was kosher. But he asks a kasha. What's a kasha? He says the Mishnah in Kedushin, not in Kedushin, in Ksubis, when Zion Amav learns out 12-month gap between Eris and Masun from where? From that Shidduch. And there's no Erisin by Ben Noach. So obviously we hold that it was Ishti Yisrael. So we're back to the Kasha. Everyone chab? So he goes on and he says, well, maybe you say the Ad Evik Yad Rabba. So the Tosfos is written, Gittin says only by Momenus you say that, not by Yisurim. So back to the Kasha again. So he says, you look in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, he was Meshachar Mal Tanai that Rivka would be Mekabel Kedushin. Aye, but the Pasuk says on his way back he was an Evit. So he points out the Mal Diskin Al Atayr, unbelievable, says, Evit Kanayis Choshin on Arayis. And they checked her to make sure Eliezer on the way back didn't live with Rivka. So once they found it was okay, Lamafreya, it kicked in the Shichur, and he was Meshachar at the time of the Kedushin. But I was thinking like this. You could ding zach on this whole shtickle, and you could say, what was he bothered by? The Mishnah says, Exubus, you see, was Ishus Yisrael, because you learned Erison. And there's no Erison by a goy. There is Erison by a goy. Not vis-a-vis Gili Arayis, but vis-a-vis Mechor Adover. So the name is a Kasher Shliach. It's Vaterishish Benoach. Don't say completely that is nothing. It chops a little bit. Mechor Adover, that's the pshat in the Magen Mishnah, that Yichud is chal somewhat. Not like Abi Gili Arayis, but like Abi something. So I was thinking, if I ever meet him, I wanted to tell him this, that you could say that maybe there was someone. That's why it was a kosher shliach, because it was Ishus to what? It was Ishus to Ben Noach. Perhaps. Okay. Now let's move on to Gemara says about Poel Bekerim. Wanted to speak about that din of Poel Bekerim. Gemara has it on Amud Aleph. On Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, it says, Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov L'Nitzcha L'Poel Bekerim. Poel Bekerim Emas Ibishas Kvar Malocha Et Teiruhu. So what does this mean? So the Rambam quotes this din in Hilchos Malachim, that if a goy is working as a poel, he has a right to eat the fruit and vegetables. He has this right. The Rambam says it with Feirish. So Rashi says in Bav Metzia and Dafsadi Bezim and Aleph that this schus of a poel to eat is Mishal Shamayim. L'chur, it's a mitzvah. Mechateshi, this should apply to a goy. So if you look in Reb Chaim writes in Hilchos Me'ilah, he says, the Feirish, Reb Chaim says that it's a schus moment. And since it's a schus moment, this can apply to both Yidim and Goyim as well. All the din of Mishal Shamayim means you can't give it over to your wife and kids. But vis-a-vis yourself, that's called a schus moment that should apply to both Jews and non-Jews. So, you'll ask me for Leket Shichol Peah. We don't find that Bebenei Noach. So Leket Shichol Peah is a mitzvah, I was thinking. But this is mamish din momentous. You have a heter to eat. It's not a mitzvah. So it's a schus moment should apply to both Yidim and Goyim. However, the Gilyonis of the Chazon Ish right there says he doesn't think it's mishpatei moment. If you look at Rashi, he quotes our Rashi. Rashi here, how does Rashi learn up the heter? Lake immediately saw Shari Lakum Asr. Yidim that work have this heter, so Goyim have to have this little heter as well. So he wants to say to Chazon Ish, it's interesting. He wants to say to Chazon Ish, he says, Lake immediately saw Shari Lakum Asr, okay? So because of that, they both have a heter to eat. But let's say you have a Baal HaBayis, who's a non-Jewish boss. Does he have a chiv to let his worker eat the stuff? No, says the Chazon Ish, because this din doesn't apply to him b'chlal. According to Rashi, the whole thing applies to a poel, that if the poel eats, he's potter, because Lake immediately saw Shari. But if a boss wants to stop his goyish worker, he's a goy himself, he has the ability to do that. Whereas according to Reb Chaim, no! According to Reb Chaim, it's a schus mamon that is considered to be what? Under the rubric of dinim or gezel, and a non-Jewish boss would not have the heter to do that. It would be a fundamental machlis of Chaim and the Chazon Ish, how you view this din. And therefore, Chapan Afkamina, could a non-Jewish boss stop his non-Jewish worker from eating? According to the Chazon Ish, of course he could. According to Chaim, no, this is a schus mamon, you have no heter to eat it at all. You have no heter to do that at all. It would be considered to be gezel. Okay. And the last mahalach I want to get to is the Gemara has later.
Isn't the Gemara darshan above Metzia Kerem Echa not Shmoi? So that would say Goyim Repatr in this old in.
No. Kerem Re'echa V'lo Shol Goy is something else. Kerem Re'echa V'lo Shol Goy is that you have a heter lemais. There's no problem of taking from a.
What darshan is Kerem Re'echa?
Right.
And the goy, you are not allowed to eat the goy's stuff when you're harvesting for him.
Right.
Doesn't that mean the goy is
That's a Jewish worker. You're talking about a goy with a goy.
Mashna.
A goy. Because, is that considered to be gezel or not? Is that considered to be gezel? I'm talking about a goy and a goy. That's the chibur. Okay. Well, I want to get to the last mahalach. Last mahalach we have is on Nun Chesim and Beis. Gemara says, on the bottom of the Umbud, it says that a goy, Resh Lakish, that shavus is chayiv misa. Shnemar yom b'layo lo yishposu. And it says, Azar shalom zuli misa sasa. Now this Gemara says, even if Ravina says even if he observed it on Monday or Tuesday. And I want to just point out that the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, you know, and I didn't point this out, Rav Shmuel ben Chafni, one of the Rishonim, collects 30 mitzvahs non-Jews have to do. This list of seven, six are culpable of Misa. Dinim is on the list because it also has, you know, a notion of Lavin involved with it as well. Dinim has a notion of that. But there are a bunch of other mitzvahs. Rav Shmuel ben Chafni collects 30 that Ben Noach, Bnei Noach must observe. Let's say Kishuf, you know, Sirus, Harkava Sa'ilun, the Rambam has them as well. But he has even others, Kibbut Avein, Starka was one of them. So there, it's interesting. Could I, if you get a chance to look at this Rishon, Rav Shmuel ben Chafni has 30. But the halacha is if he observes Shabbos, even if it's Monday, it's considered to be a Chiyuv Misa. Now, as Azarasun, Joizum Sussan, you know, get the impression, read the Gemara, it's Chiyuv Misa's basin. No one says that. Heaven agrees that this Chiyuv Misa is in Shammai. So what I want to close with is the following. It's very interesting. The Gemara also has that a Talmud Torah is also on the next daf. Goy that's osik with Talmud Torah Chayiv Misa also means in Shemayim. So I want to point out, you know, many of the Gedol Achron and Pilpa, what the status of the Avos were called a Matan Torah. Were they Bnei Noach? Were they Yidden? There are two mitzvahs that serve as a problem: Shabbos and Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah you can solve right off the bat and say they learned all the Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noach. I think there's a yeshiva in Yerushalayim called Yeshivas Bnei Noach. I know a non-Jew that's actually learning there now. I guess they have a whole curriculum with Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, believe it or not. Very serious fellow. And he just wants to be a Ben Noach. He learns up all the dinim. So Talmud Torah, you could say the Avos studied everything. Because Mimono said, if they're Yidim, you got to learn everything. If they're Goyim, you can't. So you can learn Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, the Gemara says. Kikoyim Gadol, the Gemara has. But what do you do about Shabbos? So you might think this is a crazy Shiloh, but it's not so crazy. I had this Shiloh once. A Shabbos afternoon, a guy comes over to me, and he says to me, I converted, but I'm not sure the Beis Din was Orthodox or not. What am I supposed to tell him to do the rest of the Shabbos? It's not just the Avos. What am I supposed to tell this guy to do? Halacha l'maisa. So, the Gedoy L'Achronim dealt with the Shiloh, and they gave different Terutzim. So I want to just close with this different Terutzim that they had. Halacha l'maisa. It's very, very, very interesting. The Ponim Yafos points out that he thinks that if a non-Jew does Malacha Motzei Shabbos, he's fine, because it says Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbosu. So therefore, Friday night and Saturday, he won't do any Malacha. Saturday night, they did Malacha. So you get out of the problem of Ben Noach Shabbos Chayv Misa. Okay, fine. That's what I would tell this guy, Motzei Shabbos, make sure you do one of the Malachas. Okay. The Binyan Sin gives a different terrace. He says the definition of Malacha is different. Malacha for us is the Lamates Malachas. Malacha for Ben Noach is Shvitzing. So what we would say is on the tzad, I would tell him to what? I would tell him to not do any lam tesmol, but I would tell him to set up the table, set up the chairs in the shul shvitz a little bit. So Ben Noach, Shabbos, he wasn't Shabbos, he worked. On the other hand, it wasn't Mechal Shabbos. Okay. The Cheshek Shlomo says, you tell him to wear sitzes where there's no Erev. On the tzad that is a yid, obviously it's not a masa. And on the tzad is a yid is a beg, and on the tzad is a goy, it's a masa. So that's what the Cheshek Shlomo writes. The Minchas Chinuch has that you write one letter. I chetzi shir zosim in a Torah, but he says if you say the svar of chatzilitz derufe, and you take the approach that it's like a gzeira, the avos were tzaddikim, they wouldn't come to do two osios. So on the tzad they were yidin, they weren't over anything. That's if you don't learn like the pasuk chelav lo sochelav, okay? But if you learn the svar of chatzilitz derufe, and you learn that chatzilitz derufe means that it was a gzeira, and that's not the only, that's a chit mechudish dika approach. So Lamaisa, one os would be what? One os would be fine to get you out of that. There's a famous story that Shmuel Salant, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, the great Gaon, had to go away for a Shabbos, and he appointed his assistant, Rav Asher Lemel, I think was his name. And he had this shiloh that someone had a milah without going to the mikveh, so he was like half a yid. So he didn't know what to do. He told him to write a letter. And Shmuel Salant, he told him to write down one letter. When Shmuel Salant came back, he was very upset with him. He said the psak was wrong. There's a Rashbin Yavamis that says here, a mixus yid, if you have mila, belit tefila. Okay, but whatever the case is, that's a fourth way to get out of you, assume like the minchas chinuch. So I would tell, you know, that's another possibility. I wouldn't tell him that because Rosh Hashanah said not to do it. But that's a fourth way. The fifth way is very interesting. Fifth way, I think, is the Pardes Yosef says, and listen to this chap, he says he would take out Atzei Asheru. So what does that mean, Atzei Asheru? For a yid, you're not allowed to have atzei asherah, right? Lo yid b'yad chamu v'minacherim. So he'd take it out from the house. His father, and Avram Avinu Mestam, his father had all this Atzei Asherah, took it out of the house, put it on the street. So on the tzad that what? You're a yid, and on the tzad you go, you could pilpul. Was it hotzar or not? Was it malach shein tzrich leguf or not? Because as a yid, I don't want it in the house. I don't necessarily want it in the street. I want it out of the house. So on the tzad you're a yid, it's potter of a lusser. On the tzad you're a goy, there's no din of having it in your house. So obviously when you took it out, you put it in the street for that reason. So malach tzrich leguf. That would shaf as being what it's hotzar. So those are five beautiful tirutzim. But I wanted to just close with Rabbi Yosef Engel. And he turns everything around, which relates something back to what we said in the beginning of the Chabur. Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Otzis Yosef, writes, amazing. He says like this. He says, and if you look in the Rambam, it's striking. If you look in the Rambam, if you go through, it's Kedai, all these sugis, you got to go through the Rambam, Perek Tes, Perek Yud, Nechus Malach. He goes back and forth. He says, Ben Noach, whenever he says to Ben Noach, he's referring to a good guy. And then when he says Akum, he's referring to a bad guy. When he says Ben Noach, he wants to be closer to Hashem. He can do any mitzvahs as possible. He can even do Shabbos. If you're an Akum, Akum means a guy who's trying to steal the oath. So he says like this. He says, even if, and let's assume he's an Akum, he wants to observe Shabbos, the Gemara is predicting that he will not get through a whole Shabbos without at least doing an Avera B'Shogeg. And by Shogeg, we said earlier, there's no Patur. So machloik, as we had earlier, the Ram and the Ramban against Rashi and the Chinuch, Lagabi murder. But Lagabi, all other Averas, there's no Patur of Shogeg. So they don't know the Dinim. The Avos knew the Dinim. So they would make sure they did nothing with Shogeg. This guy doesn't know the Dinim, but the Gemara's predicting that a Ben Noach, an Akum that's Shoves, B'Shabbos, going to be Chayvisa, because he end up going to do it a Malach, at least B'Shogeg. So it turns everything around. So the truth is, in theory, a guy really could do it, according to the Otzis Yosef. Certainly we know if a Ben Noach wants to do it, he could do it. So what we would tell this fellow is I'd tell him to what? Do malacha Saturday night. Where it sits us, right? Carry out to Asherah where there's what? Where there's no Erev, right? And we tell him to write, I don't know, I wouldn't tell him to write one letter, right? But Lamaisa, we would tell him to schwitz and, you know, do caring. And Lamaisa, we would try to stay with him on a whole Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, that he wouldn't do any malacha B'shoigig, none whatsoever, to make sure you get through the whole Shabbos, if you hold like a Yosef Engel. So there's a lot more we don't have time now, but okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a Freilich and Chanukah, and a good Shabbos. Okay. Yes.